Blog Talk Radio.
What if I couldn't speak? What if I couldn't eat? What if I couldn't move? Would you still love me? What if my body aches? And always made you late. What if I couldn't wait? Would you still love me? Would you love me when it's hard and our life's falling apart? If the things that we once knew are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me? Would you still love me? What if I'm complicated? Always leaving you frustrated. Nothing ever went quite right. Would you still love me? Wish I could let you know what the future holds. It's a promise I can't make. Through the good and bad, happy and sad, the love's the risk that we must take. Would you love me when it's hard? Is our life falling apart? If the things that we want to are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me? Ooh, will you love me when it's hard? Is our life falling apart?
Tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita and tonight we talk. BS. Ayana.
Yes, ma'am.
Woohoo! Perfect song for a perfect show.
I mean,
no matter what I'm going through, why I'm going through it.
I had me over here thinking about some things, you know, about life and stuff. That was a pretty deep one right there. Yeah. You know me, I don't really be trying to think about real stuff, you know. But yeah, it's a lot going on. What's
yes,
going on? What you done heard? What you done heard?
I done heard a lot of stuff. I was talking about the news before we on the relationships and everybody else. So you know 45 is on the BS. He stay on the BS, right?
Well, I mean, that's what I thought the 4 and 5 stood for was BS. But go ahead.
He stay on the BS. So, but mm-mm. Now he got a partner in crime, Kanye.
Girl, bye. Listen.
Kanye.
Okay, so I have posted
45.
Together forever.
What?
I had posted on Facebook that I was going to put in my 2 cents about this Kanye thing tonight. Here's
uh-oh.
My issue with Kanye West, right? It's only 2 cents worth. First of all, everybody keeps trying to say Kanye crazy, or they saying Kanye is doing mm-hmm. this for publicity. I disagree with all of that. I don't think Kanye is crazy. I don't think he's missing meds. And I don't think he's doing this for publicity. I think Kanye just do Kanye. I mean, everybody trying to pretend
what's
like
Kanye?
He didn't come out with that quote. I mean, he do what he want to do. He say what he want to say. Because if you watch the TMZ interview when he was talking about slavery and he mentioned the Holocaust, notice how he just mentioned the Holocaust. He didn't get into that because he knew that that would be a problem for him, for his future endeavors. But he basically was like, and to sum it up for people who didn't hear the interview, but I think everybody heard about it now, he said slavery was a choice. Like, seriously? Seriously. I just need to know why Kim's still with him. Like, what? Why she still with him? For real. Like, how long you going to stay with somebody that's this ignorant? Like,
as long as the money's there. He going to end up drugging himself to death or something. I mean, you see,
but she don't need the money.
Like, she
doesn't
need
the money.
Literally, why do I got to spend all my money on these kids? Hell, they your kids too. Go ahead.
No, she don't need that money. They live in California. It's a 50-50 state. Nah.
Hey.
That's how Kanye and Kanye.
She, her mama is Kris Jenner.
Whatever. Kanye, I don't.
We want all the money. I think Kanye. I think when Kim starts getting more attention than him, he lashes out with the foolishness and decides he wants to, I need more attention than my wife. He's in competition.
You know he ain't crazy. Like, that's
no,
not the point about him.
Crazy. I'm lashing out for attention because Kim is getting more attention than him. Point blank, period. She getting all the attention right now. She all in the...
When he said it, the guy at TMZ who checked him, eloquently, I must add, Kanye realized how stupid it was, and he went over there to apologize to the guy. Then he went on this tweet rant saying, I'm trying to get people to look outside the box and this and that and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, nah. Kanye ain't crazy. Kanye say what he want to say, and all them people, he know people going to steal about his music. The same way they still buy R. Kelly music. So, yeah, Kanye good. He ain't tripping.
But on the real, let's because Kanye going to be Kanye till day tomorrow. A bunch of foolishness going on in and out of the media. About the real people with real foolishness, real BS. And why stay? Like, what are some reasons why you stayed in a relationship with a significant other, and it was just straight. Like they were, you know, they was on. And it, the BS was they were cheating on you. No, we ain't even just BS. Like they out here doing some foolishness, maybe stealing from. You know what I'm saying? Just foolishness. Enough. Like how long are you supposed to have somebody's back? You know they say for better or for worse, but they. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how bad would have to be? Right, how bad would have to be?
Before it's okay to get up out of here.
The number one reason that people stay in relationships is they just get complacent. Like, this person is not the person that you really want to be with. You know they're doing things that's not making you happy, but you just stay because you just complacent. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that's going to ruffle the feathers, but you good. It's a roof over my head. I ain't got to argue about nothing. It's fine. It's whatever. They just get complacent. And I think that's for everybody, men and women. I mean, you see guys that'll be with a girl for 10, 15 years. He'll never marry her. And she'll stay. It don't bother her a bit. She's just there. But she had talked to her girls about how she wanted to be married and she wanted married, want to have a wedding and this and that. But you've been with the same dude and he ain't asked you. I think Steve Harvey even said it before. Baby girl, he's not going to.
Why should I? Should he?
Right. And he's saying, because he can place me. He's thinking she ain't pressuring me. I'm good. And she's because he here.
I have absolutely no reason to change things.
Not at
all.
Yeah.
Why would I?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was thinking some people stay because, you know, they done had so much garbage sex and the person they with just got the bomb sex. Like, it's and I don't even want to go back to having garbage sex. So, just chill. We're good.
Yeah.
Do what you do. Do what I do. We just going to keep on. You straight. I'm going to ride this pony until it runs.
I'm
going to
be honest.
Straight.
I'll be honest, that has never been a reason why I stayed, because if my emotions is not in it, it can't be bumped. Like, it just can't be. If I'm not emotionally attached to you, it's not. So that's never been a reason why I stayed. So once my emotions check out, I'm probably going to be as complacent as the next man, but yeah, that ain't going to be nothing. That ain't me.
Now, but I can tell, because I do tell my business on this show. But I was in a relationship for 14 years. Started out when we were younger. And even though we were growing apart, I stayed because I was used to that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew the routine. I knew about what was going to happen from day to day. It didn't matter. I was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was cool.
And that's what, but then, you know, and some people stay because it's like the kids and, oh, we got the kids and, you know, I don't really want to disrupt their home and this and that. But I tell somebody in a minute, for the kids, if you want to, but I need you to know, them kids, if you really sit down and talk to them, they'll tell you they don't want to stay because they notice that it ain't the best. You know what I'm saying? When they reach a certain age, they paying attention. And they paying attention to what's going on. But, like, that's my thing when it comes to some people, like, with the whole Kim and Kanye thing. Like, if everybody's saying he is crazy as he is, or he's not crazy or whatever, why would somebody stay with somebody who's that ignorant, who's that erratic? You know what I'm saying? You never know what's going to happen from day to day. Why would you stay with somebody like that? I can't understand it. I can't. Mm-hmm. I looked at the Bill Cosby situation. His wife's been by his side the whole time. The whole time.
Well, the last couple of times, I did not see Camille in court.
No, I'm not saying she's like at court, but she is, they still together.
Yeah, she ain't divorced them. Because she was under the impression that, you know, hey, they, it's consensual, but nothing consensual, they having to drug you to get in your drawers.
But the thing is this, she's, okay, so let's say she's married to him. Y'all married, all right? And all these women is coming out saying that your husband took advantage of them. Now, I know, like you said, you get married for better or for worse. But why? Why would do you stay by a man's side? Like, well, he going through a lot, so I don't want to leave him now. Like, how do you do that?
That's the hardest ish in the world to do is to stand by a man that you know has had sex with multiple women and they're accusing him of rape.
So you've been cheating on me, lying to
me, you drugging broads, and you just taking their cookies.
Right, like we can't never be in the house and you tell me I'm finna go make your plate. No, you not. Because I don't know what you're doing there.
Yeah, but apparently he ain't never put no Quaaludes in Camille stuff. He was too busy out here
fooling
everybody else.
She don't know.
Why? I married you. I got you. You got to give that to me whenever I ask for it.
She don't know. She didn't woke up a couple of nights and didn't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you stupid for real.
Like, even the R. Kelly thing, like, his wife stayed with him but it's video evidence. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying, first of all,
I didn't even know who that little wife was.
I'm going to put this out there right now. Do I think Bill Cosby should be convicted for what he did?
He was already convicted.
Well, I'll say this. Absolutely not. And I'm only saying that because there are so many other celebrities that have all of these same situations going on, and not now one of them has been in a courtroom or a court building. Why
so
y'all
does that make him free to go? We're not going to get, you know, me and you can go. We should have had a two-hour show. But me and you go back and forth about this because I don't give two damns about Bill Cosby and his jail sentence, and I'm just going to be honest. You
right.
have to be somebody that's been in a situation like that
Agreed.
To even understand why women don't come forward, why women don't say right when it happens. There's a lot of things that go on quiet. So unless somebody has been in that situation and can understand the other point of view, then nobody, you know, you can't say
he shouldn't
go to jail. He should. I don't think he should go. This, that, and the other. Lock his ass right on up. I don't care if he died the day after he go to court. Anybody who, I don't care if they raped somebody when they were two, three, 15 years old and now they 92. I got you now. You going to jail. Clinker, clinker. Just like that, the Golden State killer. He raped all these peoples back in the 70s. They locked him up. He finna do time too.
But listen, finally got him.
Better late than never. That's the way I don't feel sorry for Bill.
Right.
He was funny looking and all that stuff. He was suspect one in picture pages.
Listen, I don't disagree with you. I need you to understand that. But all I'm saying is, if you have 15 celebrities that all of them are being accused of sex,
when they get found guilty, they all need to go to jail.
But my thing is when you have some of them that they're not even, four or five, he got like 16 women that have accused him. They're not even looking into it. Like, it's like, oh, no.
They don't have, they found the woman who was still in the bubble. The woman that was still in the bubble and that can make this case stick because I guess it was, I don't know if it was a statue. I don't know because I didn't follow it. I got disgusted and just was like, you know what?
The truth is going to come out.
Like, he told on himself. Everybody like, he didn't rape him. He said it. Like, I'm trying to figure out where these people's ears were when they were listening to the court proceedings. What did y'all hear? Because I heard him say, oh, yeah, I gave the other one drugs. I gave them.
Right.
I don't remember giving them to her, but I did give it to them. But you don't remember giving it to her because she the one got your little ass out here on trial. That's why you don't remember giving them to her.
Like,
but I did give them to them other women. What? Get out of here, Bill.
You remember that show, Seven Heaven? It was a show called Seven Heaven. And the father on that show admitted verbally on tape that he sexually assaulted some people.
Did they prosecute him? Why not? Did the women decide? Like, you got to see why.
No, I actually pulled it up. The reason that they not, and I'm going to bring it up. Hold on. I do my Googling now. Hold on.
Well, Google.
Okay. You know how me and Google get down. Hold on. Turning page. Okay, so. He said, 40 years ago, I did something terribly wrong that I deeply regret. I have been working to atone for it ever since, Colin said in his lengthy statement released to the people, talking about how he had did sexual abuse. And it says that the 67-year-old, whom authorities recently reportedly decided not to prosecute following the publication of his confession, says he hasn't engaged in inappropriate sexual contact with minors since then. So because he hasn't done it since then, they not pressing charge.
That was now, his own admission. Nobody came forth and said, hey, he molested me or raped me. Like, you got to understand from the from a prosecution standpoint. If I don't, I have somebody that's like me, I could say, you know what, I murdered somebody back in 86. But if the person's family that I murdered never reported them stolen, there's not a body, I can't take them to a body. I'm just telling y'all that I did that. They may look at me like I'm crazy, like, who you murder? I don't got no name. I don't know who they were. They just was down at the store.
Nah, man.
Prosecute you, and I don't know if what you're saying is true. You got to have concrete evidence. Do you know how much money it takes to prosecute somebody? So if you don't have the people that come forward and say, yeah, I'm one of the ones he molested back when I was 12 years old or not raped.
That they had, TMZ found one of the people and talked to him. And that's
and,
the thing.
And what did they say?
They were saying, yeah, but they was like, that, well, he's saying, well, that wasn't, that was a, wasn't a, we didn't authorize that conversation to be recorded. That's my
there
thing.
There you
is,
go.
I don't disagree with you do, but if you do the crime, you do the time. I don't have no problem with that. But that should be fair across the board.
But
across
how
the
can
board,
they
don't...
prosecute somebody when they don't have the victims coming forward? In his case, the victims came forward. You can go in and sit down and admit to doing a crime, but if there's no evidence, there's no victims, there's no nothing, you think they finna spend money on you because you done brought your fool self here and decided that you and now you want three hots and a cot? They not just gonna throw you in the homeless shelter. They need evidence, and if nobody is stepping forward, they can't just say that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this. Charlie Sheen is another one that has admitted to sleeping with women. No one
gave them
HIV.
And he should be locked up.
And
you know what they did?
Why is he not locked up?
He's not locked up because his camp paid those women off. And those women decided, I'm going to take the money and this HIV and go on about my business. Had one of them came forward and said, I want to press charges and I want him locked up and this, that, and the other, they going to lock Charlie Sheen up. But if we spent a whole lot of money.
Actors that have come forward and have said, this man touched me inappropriately. I've been sexually assaulted by this man, and they still working. Like, they ain't stopped it. And people have come
Let
forward.
Let me tell you something.
That's my thing.
Listen, look at all the coaches and everybody else that they have locked up. When they get their concrete proof, oh, they going to lock them up. Do you think the prosecutors just sit around? They don't give no damn about how much money. They going to get money because the taxpayers is going to pay them. They'll drag this court case on for years if they have to. They going to get paid.
I feel you, but
it's these witnesses and stuff that won't come forward.
It's a conspiracy. You know how I feel about conspiracy.
No, you got to sit there. Look, I'm going to tell you. I took some criminal justice. This criminal stuff is real serious. Real serious. And if they don't feel like they got a concrete case, they can't take it to the public eye and they can't spend taxpayers' money like that frivolously. It can't happen. But once they get some concrete evidence and some solid witnesses,
it's very suspect-y that you can find concrete evidence.
Did you say suspect-y? Is that what you
said? Yes, I did. Yes, very suspect.
I'm going to hang up on you.
No, you're not.
Let's take some calls. I ain't messing with you because we'll go on and on and on and on. And we already 30 minutes into the show and we going back and forth on who prosecuted and who ain't. Everybody who rapes or molests anybody needs to go to jail. And if your wife stay with you knowing that you are this type of person, she's a dumbass. I said it. Hold on. Caller. That ain't suspect-y. Caller with the last 4 of 8. Oh, shoot. 0899. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? You're on with Ayana and Renita. We're talking about dealing with the BS. How long would you stay when you know your significant other is full of BS? Would you try to talk them off the ledge? What would you do?
Well, I guess it would. I guess it would kind of depend on the situation, maybe, and what all I have been through. You know, if counseling that could be done first, you know what I mean, and some changes, you know, but I think it really, really depends on the situation, on how long I would stay to try to work it out.
So your significant other is accused of sexually assaulting women in his past that he had never been brought to trial or nothing like that.
Now, that's a different situation. That's a situation, for one, I'm a woman. You know what I mean? And therefore, that's like a zone, especially when it's proven. Now, I will back him up at first. I would, because I know women, some women can be treacherous.
But then when the proof starts filling out the bag.
But when the proof starts coming, and I'm a detective at heart, because I mean that's my major is criminal justice. So I look into everything. So probably just as much as that the prosecutors and the lawyers are piecing stuff together, I'm doing my own work and I'm piecing it together myself. And when the concrete evidence hits you, right? No, I can't stay. For one, I'm a woman, and what if that was me that it happened to? Or had I been married to you and a man assaulted me, you know, how would you feel? So I have to think about that. So that would be a walking paper for me on that.
So what if it's not even, what if it has nothing to do with that type of issue? What if he was just out here, like, made his money off of robberies or... you know what I'm saying? Just something else. You're just out here on the BS. Like, it comes a point in time in people's lives where somebody got to grow up. When you're young in your teens and your 20s, certain things is real cute. You know what I'm saying? You do stuff to see if you can get away with it. But when you get up in age and your late 30s and 40s, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's time out for the BS. So what if it has nothing to do with him raping somebody, has nothing to do with him molesting kids, has nothing to do with that. He's just on some straight BS. You come home every day, he laying on the couch. He don't want to go find no job.
I tell you, let's go to this movie, Acrimony. When I tell you anybody should see that movie that's in a relationship, a man should watch it when he in a relationship. Because that's exactly what she went through. But she stayed in it a little too much, too long for me. Because there's no way I'd have rolled. Who ain't seen it? Ayana?
Ayana hasn't seen it. I saw it.
Nope.
Oh, nope. Ayana, I'm sorry. But we're just going to tell you this small little part. 18 years is just too long for you to pacify somebody on being a man and what they are supposed to do with taking care of the household and his wife.
But see, women okay, so let's just be real. I haven't seen the movie, right? It's a Tyler Perry movie. You know, it could come on TBS.
Yeah, it's definitely a Tyler Perry movie.
But the thing is this. Why, and I guess in all of the shows that we've done, in all of the relationships, why do women do that? Why do we put up with that? Why is it that when
that's what
we're
trying to find out on this show?
we put up with certain stuff because the heart wants what the heart wants, and we try to pick apart the best, the little bitty things. It's like, oh, he fucked up, but you know what? Remember, he bought me flowers just because it was Thursday. Or, he wiped the blood off my face, it'll be like, you know, I know he ain't working and he ain't cleaned up in a month, but the day I came home, the house was clean, the food was cooked, you know what, maybe he do love me, maybe he gonna get it together. It's a link of hope that we have.
There
but
you have
also
it. We have expectations. that maybe then I would hate to walk away, and then things change. There you
and
have
then
it.
You go, then you get the acrimony. Then you get the acrimony.
There you
because
have
everything
it.
That this, you done built on this man, everything you done built on this man, everything that you put in him and instilled in him, he go and do it with the other chick. You
and give it to somebody else.
No, the answer to that question is women fall in love with potential.
We do.
We do.
We do. I agree.
We agree on something tonight, Ayanna.
Yeah, you know, we'll fight on another Thursday. But women fall in love with the potential. It is when you meet a guy and he working hard with girls, he works hard.
Yeah.
Okay, but and then we also, and I say we, I'm going to put myself in it. I ain't going to exclude myself from it. Women fall in love with potential, and we have a tendency to be impressed by, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it, the shit that dudes are supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
He's taking his kids. He's supposed to take care of his kids. They here.
That's right.
Why is that a problem? Like, you know, he real responsible. He paid child support. That's what he's supposed
He's supposed to pay child support. It's nothing out of the norm.
Is, I have to admit, that's the stuff that does not impress me. Like, I hear women say it all the time. Like, oh, well, you know, he work every day. Grown people do that. That's what grown people
that's
do.
That's what we're
Let
supposed to do.
Read.
And that's what you're supposed to
right.
do.
Right. And
that's
it's like, but we be impressed by the littlest things. Like, girl, you know he tap off his shoes. What the fuck is he doing walking around with one of my ties? Like,
you're stupid.
but see, we have to go back about this at work. We have to go back to the old times when courting really mattered. And either when you're in a relationship, dating, and even when you get married, you
mm-hmm.
still have to date your wife. You still got to date your wife. You
yeah,
still have to show
her
things that got her there. And some people forget that. Like I said, just because I guess, you know, you got flowers just because today is Thursday. It wasn't no reason. You wasn't in the doghouse. It wasn't your birthday. It was just because you know what you on my mind. I feel you deserve it, so here you go. It's things
it's
like
but
that.
I had to admit, it is that potential and the other thing, and it's like, because I'm guilty of falling in love with potential. I'm not going to front about that. But the one thing I have to admit that I don't do, that I don't let impress me, is the stuff you're supposed to do. I can't stand when a man say to me, oh, I ain't never been to jail. You ain't supposed to go. Like, that's not
right.
frequent.
No,
like,
not at this age. You're not supposed to go.
But truly, at any age, you're really not supposed to go to jail. Like, jail is not, it's not a picnic. You know what I'm saying? It ain't what you, you know, it's not in the plan. You're supposed to go to
jail. You gotta find yourself.
Nah, but to me, that's
when you young.
When you young, I get it. But what I'm saying is, don't tell me at our age, like, yeah, you know, I ain't never been.
Oh,
there.
No.
So, that ain't, what does that mean exactly? Like, that's like telling me, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can spell my last name. Like, what? What are you saying? It's just,
well, yeah, and that goes back, man, this show hits on, like, a lot of previous shows, I promise. Like when
it,
y'all
yes,
go back to generational curses,
yep,
or
yep,
things that
up.
Women have been used to, just like it was one show that
Absolutely.
I did, and it was talking about
y'all
older girls said it was okay that I got hit upside the head because mama said it was all
right,
but that's
right,
because
like,
she was with a nigga that she dealt with, and it was all right for him to. Go outside, do this, and make the kids cut the grass, make the kids shovel the snow, and he feel like by him delegating them to cut the grass and shovel the snow that he was being the man of the house while he lay on the couch and sip Kool-Aid. That's
well,
not it.
Yeah. I just, that like I say, the answer to the question is why women, and I'm not saying so, we are speaking about this from a woman's perspective. I do know men are in relationships that they don't necessarily want to be in either, right? And why do they
of course.
Say, I think men stay for, like we said, complacency. And then a lot of the guys I know is like, why leave? She ain't going to say nothing, and I can still do what I want to do. So what difference? You know what I'm saying? Like, why walk away? She ain't gonna say nothing. She ain't gonna question me like why I was out late. She gonna why?
She gonna let me do what I do.
She gonna let me do what I do.
She don't care. She's like, I don't care. We in the same boat.
Right.
Kyle, I'm gonna put you back in the queue because we gotta pay some bills, and then I got a few other callers that I need to get on, and we almost half through the show. Oh my God. But thanks for calling. Keep on listening.
You gonna learn to make it longer.
I ain't gonna do it. Let's pay some bills.
Yep. Let's do it.
Did you know that most alarm companies call the police after the break-in? And most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when most people are not at home. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. So why not be proactive? Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera and monitoring system that can start as low as $684. Or you could lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera and monitoring system with no credit check for $50 a month. You'd only need a $275 deposit, and that's going to last you for 14 months. So call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Ayana.
What you about?
Because, man, you're thinking like the stuff that women accept, and again, to the fellas that's listening, I know y'all accept stuff too, but seeing as I'm not really one of y'all, I already know. But the stuff that women put up with, that whole foolishness about the potential, and then it's like, how do you let stuff impress you that you're supposed to have, you're supposed to do? Like, I've
but
heard
then, look,
him and said, girl, he got his own car. It's crazy.
Ayana.
Yes.
I want you to experience some more stuff. Like, I just really want you to just have a baby.
Well, I gotta do that.
No, and I want you to have a baby. Then I want you to get married. All right, you can do the other one first. It doesn't matter. I just want you to experience some stuff because your view, the way you see things, is different from the way somebody with a child see things or somebody who has been married see things. Because honestly, married people stay because they don't want to see them. I fell in love with the potential. I know what you can do, or I've seen what you can do, and then you decided to slack off because you got tired. You going through a midlife crisis or whatever. So now I'm stuck.
I don't agree with that. Yeah, no,
How many percent? Okay.
All of them. I agree with you on that. And then here's the thing. It's not about being married. I think that happens in regular relationships because you fall
it
in
does,
love with the
person. I just want you to experience a little bit more so we won't be playing tug of war with stuff. Like me and you go back and
but
forth.
We're not
I love you.
Tug of war. We actually saying the same thing. I think
are
that
we?
That's what happens in relationships. Yeah, we really are. We are.
Oh,
I think that's
well, let's see what this caller say.
All right, let's do it.
Let's see what this caller got to say. Caller with the last four of 6218.
Good evening, ladies.
You're on. We're doing fine.
Good.
First,
let me jump in and say, Ayana, don't let her talk you into getting married and having babies. No, you know, married people with babies always trying to get somebody to get married and have babies.
My babies is
because they went through the misery. They want everybody else to be miserable.
That's the only way you're gonna learn.
I want her to go through it. You
do it when you're ready to be miserable. Don't let nobody talk you into it.
I need her to experience some stuff. I need her to go broke because her kids keep begging. I want her to see, you know what I'm saying? I want her to go through that so we won't be going back and forth on here. Like how long?
What I'm telling you is we're actually agreeing. But what I'm trying to say is that what you're saying is we fall in love with potential as women. That's what we do. But what I'm saying is, when you're dating someone and you're in a relationship and you see that potential has fallen off,
how long do you stay?
To turn that corner?
No.
What's your opinion?
Okay, all right. All right, so I took a couple notes on what y'all talked about, right? So, Ayana talking about guys bringing up things that they should do. I mean, for the last 15 years, women have been talking about, I'm independent, I pay my own bills, and I got my own car. I'm just saying. I didn't want to tit for tat, but I had to tit for tat. I didn't want to, but I had to. All right. And then the other one is, okay, so what, using Bill Cosby as an example, and so it even plays into, so first let me say, I have a zero tolerance for shenanigans. I don't, you know, in my world, I don't deal in that space. I know a lot of guys that have gone through a lot of things, you know, with their ladies, whether they're, you know, someone that they're just dating, they're married to, or have a kid with, or whatever, or all of the above, whatever. And I think a lot of that comes down to, you know, their home training, like how you was taught. You're taught, you know, you never hit a woman. Well, if this woman is about to stab me, and the best thing I can do is chin check her, that's what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
What?
You know, but we as men are taught a lot of things that we're supposed to go ahead and tolerate from ladies because, you know, they're ladies. You know, they don't operate like us. So
phone is blowing up now with you in this chin check.
I got it.
I got it too, but okay.
I mean, you know, it's just crazy to say somebody's coming at you with something, you know, stick or whatever. Right. She's coming at you with a stick or whatever, and the only thing you can do is, you know, come from the shoulder. You gotta protect yourself. But you know, so some of the stuff happens. People stay for you know, because they've been kind of indoctrinated to believe, you know, I gotta stick with my man because of this, that, and the other thing. I gotta stick with my woman, you know. Because this, that, and the other thing. But then that leads into the two things that I took. I took notes.
Okay.
One, so first of all, using Bill Cosby as an example, what makes anybody think that Camille was not aware?
I didn't say she was not aware.
No. I mean, but when people talk about it, they talk about it as if she was not aware.
Yeah, that's foolish.
Yep.
I mean, she's been with that man 40, 50 years, right? It's got to be close to that, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if she was not aware.
She knew. She said she knew, but it was consensual.
And then the other reason that people stay is because there's something in it for both parties. So,
yep.
And if I use Bill Cosby as an example, what's in it for him? I mean, Camille's not a bad looking woman. She's a good looking woman, and you know, even you know, on in years, she's still a good looking woman.
He had
a good looking woman at home, and apparently, either she was really really dumb, or she was okay with his shenanigans, and he got to have his shenanigans. And for her side, the man got money.
Well, for appearances, I mean, you think about who.
Right, exactly. Exactly,
it's like he's
exactly.
supposed to be this father figure black man, and
exactly.
he got to have a wife. They could have some type of consensual agreement. Listen, I'm on the east wing, you're on the west wing. We'll make appearances
right.
together
right.
and be gone.
Exactly.
No, I get all this.
Exactly. I mean, she would have access.
Have no
she would have access, A, to his money, by access to other people around him that have money and you know, obviously going to nice places and doing nice things or whatever. And maybe it wasn't that serious to her, you know. Maybe she didn't want to do the things he wanted to do, you know. And screw it, I let him go do his thing, and I'll, you know, enjoy the accoutrements. So, you know, so people stay because there's something in it for them.
In it.
And then they stop staying when there's no longer something in it for them.
Agreed.
Yeah, and I know some guys who have stayed in a relationship for a long time because of status.
Yeah.
Status.
That's what I say.
The person that they were with made them relevant. And they endured all of the BS that you could ever imagine because out here in public, I'm relevant. I'm known. And this person has gotten me there.
And you have to look no further than basketball wise. right? I mean, if ever there was a microcosm of what you're talking about, it's basketball-wise, right? Because most of them are not talented in their own right. They're not business women or anything like that, you know, or have their own talent.
One or two of them.
Well, how many of them actually, you know, kind of launched their line or whatever they did based off of the connections that their husband had from being in sports, right? But I'm saying on their own merit, you know, they wasn't coming in like a Oprah, like I already got a couple million, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to get with you and we're all good. That's rare, you know what I mean? Rare to the point that I've never heard of, and actually marrying a millionaire chick, you know, right off the top. So in any case, I think that's kind of what happens, and that people stay because there's something in it for them. And then to the next part is after a certain age, and that's what I'll say about married people. I'll talk about married people again for a second. They stay because coming out into the dating world is scary. It is. Especially after you spent some significant amount of time. Right.
It's very scary.
Because I have, you know, married friends. And, no, you're single. I wish I was single. You know, guy talk. So
no.
You don't want none of what's going on out here. You better stay with your woman. I tell them that all the time. You say you better stay with your woman. You do not want none of what's going on out here. Trust me.
That's what I tell my friends. You keep playing around if you want to. You don't want none of this.
Right, because you'll be confused and still won't be getting none. So you better go ahead and just stay with your lady. At least you won't be confused. You won't be getting none, but you won't be confused.
You know what's going on. You already know what's going on when you over here. You got to start all over. You got to deal with some more BS. So you might as well stay with the BS you already got going on right now.
Exactly.
Look, we got another caller. We got to pay some bills, and we got about 10 minutes left to the show. So thank you, caller. I'm going to put you back in queue. You made some very good, valid points. Ayana?
Yes.
I don't know what he's talking about. Better get you a husband and some kids. Start dropping some babies.
That ain't gonna change my opinion on some of that stuff at all.
Yeah, it's gonna change it. Let's pay. I gotta hurry up before these commercials.
I'm telling you,
one of these days our show is gonna be 2 hours.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
We got another caller. Caller with the last four of 4446. Good evening.
I just came in late. Oh, my God.
We're at the end of the show. We got like 10 minutes left, 8 minutes left of the show. But look,
you already
dealing with BS. Dealing
what
with BS. Who, Ayana? Ain't no telling. What you say, Ayana?
We just fighting. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're doing what we do best.
Okay. Fill me in real quick.
So, basically, and then I got, so the last caller said he don't know any basketball wives that had it going on before they got with their husband. And somebody texted me and said, Tiana Taylor and Iman Shepherd. Lala and Carmelo. So to his point, I get what he's saying about most of them don't, and he's probably still listening, so we'll fight about that later. He's saying how most of them don't have it going on as far as the wives go, and how that's the, one of the reasons that they stay is because they really didn't have nothing going on, and they're complacent, and it's cool, and it's no reason to leave. Like, you're getting something. Both people are getting something out of it. So that was just one example of a couple that was already had it going on. I got she did text me a couple more. Grant Hill and Tamia, Rick Fox and Vanessa. Now that Rick Fox and Vanessa, that ain't working out right now. That's
but
that
Grant
Hill
work out,
Yeah, so
Vanessa had a little bit going on. Tiana had a little bit going on. Tiana was in the Tyler Perry movie Byron. Ain't that her?
That was her.
She's been doing the, but listen, caller.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever stayed in a BS relationship when you know you should have left, but you stayed anyway?
I wouldn't call it a BS relationship. I call it a marriage. Yes.
Oh, okay.
A marriage for 16 years too long. 16 years too long. I should have left from year one. So
I had to stop and scratch my head.
Right, because I'm going to ask, at year seven, right, so you say you should have left at year one. So year seven come up, year eight come up, and you saying to yourself,
girl,
I really
keep going,
don't need to see it.
Keep going.
Right. What was the one thing in all of those years that you remained in that marriage, what was the one thing that kept you there?
And I'm going to be very authentic and very transparent. My children.
Okay.
My children. And me, and another thing, me relocating to another state. That kept me in my mindset at that time because I was so at my lowest point in the marriage. Mm-hmm. I had no self-esteem. I felt no self-worth. And I think that's why a lot of abused women stay in relationships, because you do lose your self-esteem. You believe you're not worth. So when I found myself and I found freedom and had the courage to walk out when enough was enough, and someone else had to speak life into me to let me see my value. Because I was at my lowest point. I'm not even going to lie about that. I was at a very low part of my life. And he contributed to that. He really did. But I can go back. Once I walked away from it, everything fell into place. God gave me so many outs in that relationship that I just didn't take it. I was scared to step out on faith. I was just nervous. But when I did, I recall one incident. We were at church, and he saw me. And he said, this was after we separated, filed for divorce, divorce papers was signed, everything signed and final. He looked at me, and he said, you're glowing. And he kind of had a little attitude about it. I said, yes, I am, because you have yet to see what free looks like on me.
Mm.
This is what freedom looks like. And he just kind of looked and turned. I'm like, yeah, because I'm free, and I love me. And there's nothing you can say or do that could just make me even think about coming back your way. Now, mind you, we're friends, because he was what I call a habitual cheater. He cheated, and I stayed, you know, for the kids, the stability for my children. I didn't want to have them going back and forth, moving back across the states, and I just didn't want to do that. But when I tell you, when you find that courage to step out, honey, it is not, the freedom is like nothing you ever known, especially when you're at the lowest, when somebody can bring you to your lowest low, when you think you can never get that low. Yeah.
Yeah. See, there you have it. Like, I'm sitting
here to understand all that. I agree with all of that. That's why people stay.
They stay for the children.
Yeah, they say the children.
That other person tells them they're not worthy. Don't nobody.
They
else
stay
want
out
it.
Of fear. Some people stay out of fear.
Like,
and
I'm
not the fear of that
myself.
Person in fear of success, in fear of moving on, in fear of, like you said, being single again and being back out there. It's a lot of things, but yeah.
But yeah,
my neighbor told me I need
that. On the other side of fear, on the other side of fear is your new beginning.
Yeah.
That's your brand new you. So once you get over it, you'll be like, wow, I waited this long. And I do. I have regrets
to step
that I didn't
out.
Wait this long.
It's a renewed sense of importance. It's a renewed sense of just being me. Like, now I can be me. I don't have to be this person. And I think being scared to start over and being, you know, not really knowing what I'm going to expect. It's like somebody that's been locked up for a long time and now they get out of jail. They don't know what to expect on the outside. So a lot of people go back to the messed up relationships because it's just too hard to try to start over. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least I was cool. I had somebody. Even though it wasn't good, I still had somebody.
Right.
It's you know, we in a messed up world. And we use this show as a platform to try to give people a voice to talk about some issues that go on in real life. But there is so many issues that people wouldn't think to talk about.
But you know what? What I've noticed is that when you finally get in touch with your truth and you stand in your truth, it's the fear of that. At least this is better than nobody. No, baby, I'm better than somebody. I'm better than just that nobody. So you have to love you. When you don't love you, yeah, you accept anything. But
yes, you
I
do.
Love me enough to walk up out of that. To the point where my daughter even asked me, you know, we had a heart-to-heart. She was like, why did you stay? And so when I got to thinking about what am I showing my daughter about relationships? What am I showing my son? When you start asking yourself some serious, truthful questions, honestly stand in your truth. Don't lie to yourself because yourself know you're lying. Just ask yourself some honest questions.
I've told somebody before, like, they're like, they stay for the kids. But that's what I said earlier, is you stay for the kids, but there's going to come a point in time where the kids are going to realize that you're not happy.
And that you, right, and hey, there's something ain't right here.
And so you stand for the kids, and to your point, it's like, what are you showing them? So it doesn't, even though people stay for kids, and I personally feel that, and I know my co-host is like, I need to have some kids, some marriage, blah, blah, blah.
I got some. I'm just going to be honest.
I understand why people
Who cares that you're 40-something? Just have some.
Whatever.
Don't do it.
I understand why people stay for the kids, but the kids are more affected by you staying in a situation that you're not happy than they are for you to leave the situation. And I think that that's what parents don't necessarily understand. When your
child you're hiding from them. The kids know what's going on.
You're not hiding it from them. So every time anybody has ever told me that they stand for the kids, the first thing I ask is how old are the kids? Because if that child is not months old, then they know.
Oh, Lord. We got to close out.
So sorry.
No problem. I'm sorry. Look, I hate to say we're going to have a part two because we got some part twos that we need to go ahead and bring back.
Like,
we ain't brought them back yet.
I'm still waiting on some part twos.
I know, right? We're going to bring them back. we're gonna bring them back, but we gotta close out tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for calling in. The callers that I didn't get to, I'm sorry, it wasn't my fault. I promise you it wasn't. Tune in next week, and I guess Ayanna, we're gonna get on and go live a little bit, continue this for about 15 minutes. That's all I got in me, about 15 minutes.
We can go live.
Catch us on Facebook in about 5 minutes, and we'll continue this topic. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.